QJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
You ready to have a little church?
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, came into the city. It was celebrated. For he was a rightful king, and a rightful king has the right to rule over his subjects. And yet, there were obstacles that would hinder him from ruling. Jesus' humbleness and Jesus' meekness were part of the revealing of his mission. For Jesus did not come to Jerusalem to start a revolt. Jesus came into the world as the Lamb of God, according to John the Baptist. When he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God would come to take away the sins of the world." Jesus didn't come to make social, economic, or political reform. Jesus came to end man's rebellion against God's rule. So many rules we follow today ain't got nothing to do with God. It has to do with man. And the only way this could be accomplished, my brothers and sisters, was for Jesus to come and suffer and die in the sinners or our place. The problem the world has today is that the world doesn't like following God's rule. John 12:13 states, "On the next day, many people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches and palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, 'Hosanna, blessed is he, is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord.'" They got fired up. Wild excitement over Jesus broke out. Thousands of Galileans, pilgrims, had come to the Passover, and they had seen many of his mighty works. They knew what Jesus could do. They saw what he could perform. He, we are told, had rejected the role of a political Messiah in 6 and 15, but they thought maybe now was the right moment to force him to do something other than what he wanted to do. The people waving their palm branches was a symbol of victory. The people were shouting, "Hosanna," which in Hebrew means "save, please save," or "save now." Hosanna came to be a shout of praise. The people attribute the messianic title to Jesus in John 11:27. "He who comes, or the coming one, and the King of Israel is here." There is great enthusiasm to follow Jesus after the difficult times come. The people were moved to tears, but not moved to bow their knees before Jesus. What they witnessed was an emotional impulse response, because if we travel to Matthew 27, Luke 23, at John 19, Mark 15, all of the gospel record how Jesus was mocked and crucified later. The people were responding to the type of Savior they wanted Jesus to be, rather than the one he really was and is. Now we know. We know this because they, the people, cried, "Crucify him." If our response to Jesus is simply emotional, when our emotion changes, our response to Jesus changes. Jesus entered into Jerusalem was all a part of God's plan for salvation. And can I suggest something to you? His plan ain't gonna change. We may change, but his plan won't. As I close, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came into this world to bring salvation to those who would receive him. He stood with the Father, united and being one. And he left these words for all generations. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This was his entrance into Jerusalem. The doors of the church are open. If you are here today, my brother, my sister, and the Lord has spoken to your heart according to his word, we now extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. You may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. Come
to Calvary.
Is that one today?
To save a wretch like you and me, that's love.
Is that one today?
Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's love. That's love. But that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love.
Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at your children. The Lord has made this personal.
That's love. That's love.
Let the church say amen. You know, the past. Don't take no wooden nickels. Always read your Bible, because the Bible is God's roadmap for. See, you're part of a generation that the Lord is bringing up that will hear the word of God, because there are generations that have sit under teaching that will not hear. So God is saying, I will do something new to a generation that will hear. That was a generation that came along with Joshua and Caleb, because that was a generation who would not hear. And a whole generation died out because they wouldn't listen to what the leader said. So when you listen to the leader, as long as he's a biblically sound doctrinal teaching pastor, leader, and you follow God's word, you will be well. All right.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Before the benediction, I need to say one thing. Dwayne, I need you to remain. Sister Hurst, I need you to remain. Counting will take place, and we will go from there. Father God, we look to you. You, Heavenly Father, declared all things. We pray now, your power rule over this place. Touch the hearts, the mind, the soul of every man, woman, boy, or girl, that all you have sanctioned, declared, and decreed will manifest itself. So, Father, we love you, for you first loved us. And now may the grace of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide within us until we all meet again. Let the church respond by singing.
Amen.
God bless you. Make sure you vote yes or no. It's on you. Oh, thank you.
Look, Pastor, I see you changed the date.